surprise Sparky had for us in his inventing barn on his farm. Yes, he had a big surprise for Bayer Plumfunt and Sparky and me, and when we saw it, we were quite taken aback. Turned out to be a wonderful racing automobile. Yuki says the special thing about it is that it runs without gasoline. Of course, we find this hard to believe. But as we join our friends now, I'm with Mayor and Yuki and Sparky in Yuki's barn.
Well, now, Bear Plumfunt, if you don't believe my race auto will run without gasoline, you're just welcome to try it out on my own private racetrack right out here in my farm.
All right, Yuki, but I'll just take you up on that there offer.
Wait a minute, Plumfunt, are you going to try out Yuki's race auto? Hey, listen, can I ride with you when you go around the track?
Why, sure, lad, I'll let you have the thrill of riding with an old veteran race auto driver like myself.
Now, wait a minute, Sparky lad. Maybe you won't want to ride with the mayor after you see what I have for you.
You got something for me, Yuki?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'll just come on over here in the corner of the barn, Sparky, and I'll show you.
Something for me, huh?
Right.
Right here in the barn?
Yeah.
Well, it must be something you invented because this is your inventing laboratory. What is it, Yuki?
Well, it's right here under this here cover. Now, take and pull the cover off this thing, Sparky lad. Go ahead. Pull it off. See what's under it.
All right.
Go on.
I wonder what it is. Boy,
you'll see.
Look at that. A little toy race auto, big enough for me to sit in. Wowee!
Sparky boy, I have got news for you. That there race auto is little, and it is big enough for you to sit in, but it is not a toy.
It isn't?
Nope. That there miniature race auto has got a motor under the hood, just like the one in my big regulation-size official race auto, which I'm going to race in the 500-mile Memorial Day race in Indianapolis.
Honest, Yuki?
That's right, and lad, you are going to drive it. This is your race auto.
What? You mean a real, genuine race auto for me?
Yes.
Oh, too much. Look at it, big John. Isn't it something?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Oh, come on. Let's get these race autos out to the racetrack. Hey, where is the racetrack, Yuki?
Oh, it's just out behind the barn, lad. Come on, fellas. We'll have to push the race autos over to the track here.
Why don't we just start up the engines and ride to the track?
Oh, lad, you can't do that way with a race auto.
You see, Sparky, you can't start up the motor in a racing car like you can in an ordinary automobile. You have to push them with a truck or something like that.
Oh. I didn't know that. How come? I mean, don't race autos have starters or what?
That's 100% correct, lad. Here, fellas, I'll just open up this here back door on the barn. We'll push the race autos right out on the racetrack. Get a little help here.
Well, I admit, Yuki, this is some farm. I never dreamed that you had a racetrack on your own farm here.
Yes, well, seems like old Phineas T. Plugnickel, who owned this here farm years ago, used to race horses, you know, and he raised them out here, too. Used to train them on the racetrack. Well, anyway, come on, Mayor, I'll help you push the big auto here. Big John, you push the little race auto for the lad there, will you?
Oh, wait a minute. This here race auto's plenty heavy, Yuki. Oh, I still can't believe, though, that you've got a motor that'll work without gasoline.
Well, you just wait and see, Mayor. You shall soon see.
Who ever heard of a race auto motor that runs on nothing but air?
Well, now, Mayor, you've got to look at it from a scientific viewpoint. You've got to realize that there are chemicals in the air. If you could figure out how to make them there chemicals explode inside the motor like gasoline does, well, then you can make yourself a motor that operates on air just like it does on gasoline.
Look who's talking about chemistry. What do you know about chemistry, Yuki? Why, you old dumb snoot, you.
Dumb snoot, am I? I'll have you to know I was president of the EKISCPDS back in 1942.
Yeah, well, the EKI what?
EKISCPDS. I was the president of it.
Well, what is it? What's that got to do with you knowing what you're talking about when it comes to chemistry?
Listen, the EKISCPDS, Mayor, happens to be the East Cantankerous Illinois Society of Chemistry, Physics, and Dynamics Scientists. I was the president of that there society back in 1942.
Never heard of it.
Why, of course not. Dumb snoots usually don't know about things like that. Well, here's the racetrack. We open up the gate here and just push the autos out onto it there.
Oh, boy, Boy, I never knew this racetrack was here. I didn't see it the last time we were out here to your farm, Yuki.
Yeah, neither did I, Yuki. We were out here not too long ago. I never even noticed this thing before.
Well, I didn't know it was here either, Biggs, I'll tell the truth. It was all grown over into high weeds and grass. I noticed it just about 2 months ago, just before I went down to Florida to trade with the Cincinnati Reds, you know.
Oh, can you imagine that? It's a nice track, though, isn't it, Mayor?
Yeah, I guess so. I still want to see this here race ought to go without gasoline.
Well, just push that old number 3 out onto the track and try her out. I'll go over and start up the truck so as I can give you a push and get your motor started there.
Okay. Give me a hang here, Buster. Help me push this here race auto out onto the track.
All right, Mayor. Sparky, your little race auto is pretty light. I think you can push that out on the track by yourself, can't you? Can you take care of it?
Sure, I can push it. Hey, Mayor, I'll race you around the track.
Okay, by me, lad. That is, if we can get this here motor started up. Still don't see how he can run them without gasoline, though.
Well, Yuki says they will. That's enough for me. Yuki's a pretty good mechanic, and also he's a real inventor.
You all set there, Mayor?
Hey.
Okay, get into your race auto, and I'll come up behind you with the truck here, and I'll help you get your motor started.
Okay. Yeah, got kind of a tough bit in here, but I'm in. Okay, Yuki, come on, push me.
Yeah, all right, Mayor, here I come.
Okay, easy now, easy.
Press down on the accelerator, Mayor, the motor will start.
That's what I'm doing. I told you this here motor wouldn't... Whoops! Hey, well, what do you know? She started. I'll meet you on the next turn around the track, lad, and we'll race. Hey, Sparky, we'll race.
Okay, Mayor.
Okay, now I'm going to come back and give you a push, lad, and get you started.
Now, Sparky, when Yuki pushes your racing car with his truck, you push down on that gas pedal, see, and that'll start up the engine.
I know, Big John. I'll push to drive your car. I know how.
Oh, my goodness, am I in my right mind for allowing you to drive this little race auto? Why, you've never even driven a car at all.
Hey, John, this is only a little miniature race auto. It's exactly like the little automobiles with motors that they have out of Coney Island. I've driven them. They were just like this one.
Well, I suppose you're right. Okay, Yuki. Come on, get Sparky started.
All righty. Here I come, lad.
Hurry up and get me started, because Mayor Plum Plum's coming around the track.
All
we
right.
Want to race.
All right, here we go. Now, press down on that gas pedal there. Press down on that.
Yeah, I am. Okay, I'm pushing down the gas pedal.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, the motor started. Here we go. And here comes the mayor.
Yeah, go to it, lad. Race the mayor. Here he comes. Come there we go, Big John. Come on, climb up in the truck with me and watch Sparky the mayor race around the track.
Okay, going fast in that racing car.
Well, Sparky's doing all right himself there. Look at that little car go. He's keeping up with the mayor, all right.
Yeah, there they go down the backstretch. Yes, me, Yuki, the mayor isn't going as fast as he could make that thing go, though.
No, he's letting the lad think he's winning the race. That big racing car of mine could go around this track 3 times by the time that little bug go around just 1 time.
Well, Sparky sure is getting a thrill out of driving that little car. I'm surprised what a good driver he is.
Yeah, you know, Big John, they're going to have a midget auto race up at the big 500 this year for kids. I'd like to enter the lad in that race for the small cars if it's okay with you.
What? You want Sparky to drive that little car in a real race for kids?
Yeah. What about it? Okay by you?
Well, oh, yes. My goodness, can you imagine little Sparky driving a racing car in a big race in Indianapolis? Oh, little Sparky hears about this. I can just hear him saying now, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Boy, you should see this little old racing car Yuki made for me, how it goes around this racetrack. Wow, it should never go. Man, it sure is fun to drive. Oh, here comes Yuki. Hey, Yuki! Hey, this little race auto really goes.
Yeah, I know that. Say, Lad, I was just talking to Big John, and I asked him if it would be okay for you to race this here car in the midget auto races up at Indianapolis, and he said it'd be okay with him. How about you? You want to race this car for me?
You mean you want me to drive this race up, this thing in a real race?
Fine.
Wow. Hey, do you hear that, kids? Boy, is this ever going to be something. Wow.